I first became involved with the Iditarod very loosely as a kid. Our family, my mother was very excited when the Iditarod race started running in the 70s, and we would have bets, and we would divvy up all the mushers, and whoever's musher won would get a fabulous prize. So the whole family is very, all the kids were very excited about the Iditarod. We would follow the chart, the map. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I enjoy the opportunity to get out and have some real adventures out in Alaska and see the people and the scenery and the mushing, and it's just a great excuse to immerse yourself in this wild environment. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was just a week or so ago when we were doing the willow loadout, and I thought we were a little bit behind because of weather, and I thought, well, I'll just do one last drop off from Willow on my way back home to Anchorage, and landed at the Yentna Strip and managed to get myself stuck in some deep snow, and had kind of a narrow window where it was getting dark and it was actually raining a little bit, and I had to get that airplane out of there and get out before dark, and it all came together. It took about 40 minutes of furious digging, and there's just the biggest sense of relief when that airplane lifted off the snow again. What I know for sure in life is short, and you have to find your own adventures.